Let us get back to the tale of last night, because I did have a very minor role in this thing. I mean, not to make this all about me or anything, because it certainly was not. However, I thought I was being pranked by all this.
Yeah.
At 1:09 a.m., as I'm about to wrap things up for the night, I get this from Jason Killer Kellison. Jared just got arrested for a fake ID.
That's it? Plain and simple?
Yeah, plain and simple. Pretty straightforward. And I just said, oh no, can anybody get him out of jail? He says, I think Corby and Donnie are going to go over, but he has to be processed first. And I said, oh no. And then at 1:34, he writes, hey, Corby and Donnie and I are too drunk. Would you mind bailing Jared out?
I didn't know that he was getting you involved. You just took this upon yourself? Or did we have a powwow? I don't really...
We kind of had a powwow, because I told you, hey, I just texted Mike to let him know what's going on. And then a little bit later, I texted, when I sent that one, I go, how are we going to get him out? We're pretty messed up. He's like, call Mike. Have him go get him out. You told me to call Mike.
Okay. Good move.
And he says, would you mind bailing Jared out? I said, at 1:37, I wrote, no, where do I need to go? At 1:38, I wrote, is this a effing prank?
I'm sure you spelled it out.
To which he wrote, it's not a prank, I promise. The jail is somewhere along 35.
Somewhere.
Somewhere on a massive stretch of highway?
At 1:41, I write back to him, upon further review, no. I think this is a prank. You effers got yourself into it. Now effing get yourselves out of it.
Gosh.
To which he writes back, Bear Jail is on 200 Kamau Street, San Antonio, Texas, and he got himself into it. I can get into bars.
What?
Who knows?
I was drunk.
God, killer.
I wrote him back, I'm effing not effing coming down to the effing jail for a prank.
Okay, why did you think it was a prank?
Why wouldn't he?
Were you leery of...
This is the ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
Mark that.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been plenty of other times where I didn't think something was a prank and it turned out to be.
Yeah.
And I know you just got a new video camera.
Right.
So I knew that you were going to be waiting in the weeds somewhere to photograph me going into the police station or something.
With a bag of money.
Right.
Jared needs a Whataburger.
I mean, it wouldn't have been a real good prank, but I knew there had to be some angle that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly wasn't. Now, how did you get dragged into it this morning?
Well, he then got, before that, he then got Donovan on the case. I started getting texts from him saying, dude, this is not a prank. I swear to God it's not. And then Killer swears on the grave of his dead grandfather.
Good Lord.
And he got Chops involved. And I mean, the only one I wasn't getting texts from was you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, I just said, okay, if this is not a prank, then have the cops call me. And I thought about him telling him, have Jared's dad call me and tell me to go get him. But I didn't know that whether or not he knew about it. He does now, but...
Yeah. Yeah, Danny, I had to call Jared's dad this morning.
Now, Jared's dad, we should tell everybody, Jared's dad is...
Hopefully an attorney.
A longtime listener, a longtime pal of the show. Possibly the first accented caller we ever had on the air back in the day.
Great guy.
Yeah, a great guy.
Just a sweetheart of a man.
And finally, I just told him, no, not going, not going. This is a prank. And the text stopped. And so I figured, you know, I went to sleep and everything. And then I didn't get involved in this until the phone rang this morning when Donovan called.
Seven?
Yeah, wanting your room number.
Okay.
And you know, by then I was kind of sold on the idea, well, okay, this is not a prank. Something, this really happened last night, so I need to do something in this.
Yeah. Look, just the fact that I was awake at that point should have led you to believe that it wasn't a prank. Because I was in no shape to do anything. I was glad that you were driving us around at 8 o'clock this morning. I was on the verge of vomiting, I think.
I thought you functioned admirably for being so...
Yeah, I had
so
my game...
out of it before you even left the restaurant last night.
I had my game face on because I knew we had to get a guy out of jail. So the funny part, though, when we get in the car and we're driving around trying to find a money order for $1,600...
at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That seems so expensive.
I know! For a fake ID!
Well, these are difficult times for these physical
You know what, though? You know
cities.
What, though? It's not just a fake ID. It's tampering with a...
Yes, the charge is tampering with a government document.
Yes. So it's a little bit... I mean, it's trumped up, obviously.
Now, can he get his money back?
Yeah, he'll get it back. No, Danny. Will I get my money back?
You know what
That's
I mean.
That's the question.
Will they give the money back?
Yes. I think they'll charge him court costs and stuff.
Right.
That's just bail. That's just bail to get him out.
I've never been to jail, so I don't understand your jail system.
I don't really understand it either, how it works. And you know what? There were bail bond stores around us, and, you know, as they are all jails, basically.
Yeah, and Officer Alvin Robertson did issue that as an option, too.
But I don't know how those work, and we couldn't really figure out exactly the bail bond system, and so we just said, let's just go get the money.
I was thrown off by the fact that they wouldn't take cash.
I know. Who doesn't take cash?
I brought every penny I had on this trip with me, and I was, you know, very ready to shell it all out and do what I had to do to you know, get him out of jail because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to go down.
So Jared checks into jail at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he doesn't know. He's in jail and doesn't know when he's getting out. And no one will answer any questions because they don't really know.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. And they don't know. So
see, that's the creepy thing about jail.
You just sit in there, yes. And you're so isolated.
Right. You are isolated. You are in an element that you have no experience with. I mean, you're in a situation that is very, very foreign to you, and you don't have any idea what's going on out there. You don't
no
have
control.
Any idea if anybody knows you're in there. You just, I mean, you're just there, and you're cut off.
Yeah. So Jared, by memory, could remember one number, and there's a phone in his jail cell that he shares with 32 other people. He remembered RJ's phone number.
Yeah.
So he immediately starts calling him. And I don't know how all this happened, but the first, and you can only call collect. So the first time he called collect, it was charged to Donovan's credit card. And I don't understand how that happened.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
He gave it to RJ. Donovan gave his card to RJ, and then RJ typed in the number and everything, pushed accept.
Okay. All right.
What a ruse this whole jail thing is.
Yeah, well, listen to this. So he calls one time. All right, now I guess we were all together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And RJ types in Donovan's phone number. Well, then Jared calls him 11 more times.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
All collect.
And this was, what, about $100 a pop or something like that?
Well, here's what happens. He doesn't call Donovan. He calls RJ, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, as we're driving around trying to find money, Donovan's phone rings. It's his wife. And she goes, what the hell's going on? The credit card company just called me. And we have 11 collect calls from jail. At $8 a piece.
Oh, my God.
And they're wondering what's going
on. $100 a piece.
No, $100.
That's what Chops told me.
And he's trying to figure out what, I think it was a $100 tab is what it ended up being. So the credit card company's calling her going, there's got to be some, you know, that's what they do. There's the red flag sent up, and they immediately call the customer and say, hey, here's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls Don, and she goes, what the hell is happening? And he goes, well, he only called me one time. I gave him my credit card number one time. Well, what they do is once a credit card number is on file in there,
mm-hmm.
and you call somebody collect, it automatically charges that particular card.
Mm-hmm.
But Donovan didn't know that he was kept calling RJ. He thought that the rest of the jails, the people in jail, somehow scammed his credit card number
mm-hmm.
and were just calling whoever. So Donovan's like, oh my God, we have to cancel my credit card. So, Lady Donovan, Twiggy, is, yeah, I can hear her as we're in the car. I can hear her yelling at Donovan.
No.
And he's like, just cancel the card. Cancel the card. So, they cancel the card. She's going, I don't even know what this card's connected to as far as, like, debiting out certain, you know, electricity bills, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's back at home having to deal with all this. Meanwhile, all it was Jared being scared in jail, calling RJ, going, man, what's the deal? When am I getting out of here? 11 times. 11. So.
Just one more aspect to a crazy night.
Oh, God.
Can I talk to you early in the night to give you guys directions to that Soul Brother bar, and everything sounded like it was going to just go swimmingly. Everything sounded just fine and smooth. And
it was.
You know,
Danny was giving me directions. I was fine. Everything was great. We were all not in jail.
Who knew it was going to end like this?
I know. I know.
It can only be Jared.
And you know what?
And the ticket.
And the crazy part is that the lead of this story would have been how crazy the Jones family was last night, just tearing up Coyote Ugly. Mm-hmm. That should be the lead story, not our intern getting arrested.
But no, that ain't the way it goes here at the Little Ticket.
Nope.
Man, I wish you'd have gotten arrested for mouthing off to those cops. That would have made this story 10 times as better.
And they tased you.
Yes, in the nipples.
Would you have been happy if I would have been arrested? See, that's why I don't like you people. You would have taken great pleasure out of me being arrested.
Sir, you have a drink in your hand. Step away. You get tased. I don't want that.
What is going on down here?
Looks like we got boxing going on. Kids are beating.